Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Leaving that space.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to everyone that's tuning in to Blog Talk this morning. We have an exciting topic today, and our topic is happiness a passing emotion or a permanent state? And before we start with our show today, have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning. Humblest way, we know how we come in giving you praise and giving you thanks, because it's all about you. It's not about us, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the show that will go on today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for those that will listen later on the archive, dear Heavenly Father, of this program. We're giving you the praise and we're giving you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, there is happiness that reacts to happiness that overrules happiness. Happiness based on happening is a part of life. But if that is all we can count on, we have to keep feeding ourselves with events to keep us upbeat. Those who know the joy that comes from God do not need happiness to keep them happy. They learn how to develop inner joy because they know that no matter what happens, God offers hope and promise, rejoice, and lasting joy. For those that just come on the broadcast, our topic today is happiness. Is happiness a passing emotion or is it a permanent state? You know, God promotes me happiness, just like he does you. Over in Philippians 4:12, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. That means you're going to have some situation come up in your life. But don't let your joy and your happiness diminish. We all going to go through something on this side because we have not obtained immortality yet. So over in James 1:2, I read, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. You know, most time when people, when trouble come their way, they fall to pieces, they throw in the towel, they want to do all kind of crazy stuff, but that's the time to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know, you just keeping yourself lifted up. You don't need people to keep you lifted up. God give you that inner joy. And, you know, God does not permit temporal happiness. In fact, the Bible assures problems will come our way. But God does promising lasting joy for all those who believe in him. This kind of joy stays with us despite our problem. I think I will say that one again. God does not promise temporary happiness. In fact, the Bible assumes problems will come our way. But God does promise lasting joy for all those who believe in him. This kind of joy stays with us despite our problem. You know, you can have that inner joy that God give you, despite whatever situation that you may run into in the course of a day, you get that inner joy that you can start saying, you know, though he slay me, wherefore I trust him. We can keep quoting scriptures that we know from the Bible, or pick up your Bible and read it, things that would keep you encouraged. You know, you probably say, well, where do we get real lasting joy? Well, you know what? I am so glad you asked. Over in Hebrews 12:2, it says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew he would be his hereafter. Just think about it. Keep your eyes on Jesus no matter what you're going through. I know you're saying, but this happened and that happened. How How can I keep my eyes on Jesus in the midst of confusion, in the midst of this situation I'm going through? Because God is standing right there with you, or he's sitting right there with you. He know what you're going through. But he done put something on the inside of you. Only he and you know it's in there. So pull up that joy out of your belly. Show somebody going to make you mad. They're going to say things. They're going to do things. But say, God, I refuse to let so-and-so take my joy today. I refuse to answer that phone. I know it's not nothing good they're going to say, because if it were, they could leave it on my answering machine. Don't let that joy God give you, that inner joy, just for, even on your job. Yeah, you went in and they give you a pink slip, and you say, oh, God, I thank you. And they're going to look back and say, what you mean you thanking God for? He just opened, this is an opportunity where he's opening the door for me something better. They're going to look at you so weird, as who knows, turn around. Then they say, oh, let me tear up this pink sheet or this yellow sheet or whatever they're passing out. Now, you'll be surprised. When you just start calling on the name of Jesus, keeping God in front, and not all those negative things and negative people, God will continue on. Feeling you can wake up. Some people say, oh, what's good about the morning? Here, come with joy. Say, baby, just think about it. Joy bells is ringing in my soul. You know, God allowed me to get up one more time. He allowed me to move my hands. I can focus and see. He allowed me to put on my clothes. Don't you know that's enough joy right there? Just think about over at the cancer hospital this morning, somebody wished they could get up and say good morning to somebody. They may not be able to talk. They may not be able to feel that they got a hand or a feet. They may see it and they may not see it. So just think about all the joy God has given to you today. You know, happiness of those who fear the Lord. That's right, happy are those who fear the Lord. Yes, happy are those who delight in doing what he commands. Don't you know when you do what God has commanded you to do, don't you know you have so much joy? You know, when you look at that situation or that problem, you say, well, oh, gee, huh? You already go to giving yourself negative thoughts. Don't put negative thoughts in your mind. Keep that joy flowing. Just keep your eyes on God. Fear God and trust in him, delight in him, doing his commandments. You know, over in Psalm 16, verses 8 through 9, I read, I know the Lord is always with me, like I told you earlier. No wonder my heart is filled with joy. You know, happiness is based on God's presence within us, which brings true contentment. You know, you can have contentment sitting there all by yourself. You don't have to have somebody around you 24/7 to bring you joy. When you just think about all God have done for you on yesterday, and you live to see today a brand new day, and you can reflect on yesterday, that make you anticipate more of anticipating on what God doing today. You say, God, what you got exciting for me today? I know, because I'm just bursting over with that joy, with that love. And before you know it, you know, you'll be in here just singing a song or whistling, playing the piano, hitting that tambourine. You're going to be bringing joy to yourself. You know, happiness is based on God's presence within us, which brings us true contentment. Oh, in Galatians 5 and 22, if you haven't read it, but when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy. He said it in his word. And I'm just bringing it back to your remembrance and telling you where to go to read it. Galatians 5 and 22. You know that the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life produces joy. Just knowing that Jesus in our life, that'll produce joy. When you pick up the phone, somebody on the other end want to be so negative and nasty, but you can just go to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Or you can be done prayed for. You got on the phone and say, God, you give me what to say when that phone rang today. Don't let me talk negative to nobody, even if they call it with something I don't need. Let me put the phone down with joy in my heart. If I got to start singing a song or tuning, I'm going to not let nobody relinquish my joy that I have for you. You know, over in Psalms 119 in verse 2, happy are those who obey his decree and search for him with all their heart. You know, faith in God brings happiness. But God has promised that when we truly seek him, we will surely find him. You'll find that in Jeremiah 29, verse 13 through 14. We're talking about happiness today. Some people think they have to have a brand new car, a brand new house, a new job, or $1 million in the bank to be happy. Don't you know? I was just looking at the news last night. I'm going to give you this as a good example. I was listening to Dolly Parton, and they calling her the woman with books. How they didn't have nothing. How poor they were. Her daddy couldn't read. I'm showing you about some joy right now. And she says they got joy in their mother reading to them and learning about the world, different things that she would read. They got joy, and they didn't have anything. They were poor. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you think about that and look around your house, you can get so happy and say, God, I just thank you for the food that I got in my refrigerator. My freezer is running over. You can get joy and happiness knowing how good God have blessed you. You don't have to run off nowhere or have to be somewhere to be entertained, to have joy. You can leave your home with so much joy, excuse me, on the inside of you. It's just bursting over. Somebody say, what you so happy about? And you could just say, oh, that joy, that unspeakable joy that I have. Somebody might want to cut you off. That's an example. Driving. But God will bring a scripture to you or him. You go to sing. And I know for myself, excuse me, when I'm driving, sometimes I see things on the road, and people get right up on you like they're going to hit you or whatever. And I started this little tune. See, this is what I would say while I'm driving. Little old lady from Pasadena. And the more I start singing that little song and going up, the more the joy bell burst out on the inside of me, the person that was trying to look like come close to my vehicle. They see the expression on my face because I'm not looking at them. I'm just raising my hand, giving God praise. I have the radio on maybe with some gospel music on, something come on that I hadn't heard in a long time. I just go to just flowing in the spirit behind the wheel of a car. Don't tell me that God won't give you that joy. He won't give you that happiness that passes all understanding. Mine, you just don't know. And over in Matthew 25 and 21, the word of God said, you have been faithful in handling this small amount. The small amount God gave you, no matter what it is, you just as happy. You may not have but $5 to your name, but you just as happy with that $5 as somebody that had $1 million and got robbed, and you still got your $5. You say, God, I thank you for this $5. Let's celebrate together today on happiness and joy. Just look around where you are right now in your surroundings and tell me, don't you see some things that God will bring to your mind and you'll remember that will cause you to come out and start saying how happy you are just for having life, just for having breath. That's happiness all by itself. You don't need nobody to prompt you and prime you to have happiness. You know, in Matthew 25 and 21, a job well done brings a deep sense of satisfaction and is an account and a cause for joy. Just think, when you have done a job, you look at that job and you say, oh, my, a job well done. You feel good. Something you've been shredding the tackle. And the Lord give you the strength to go in there. You finished it up before time. And I just think, today, the different things I've done before I started this broadcast, I got home and found out I still had almost an hour before it's time to get on my bus. I felt so much joy backing out my car, folding my clothes. I got joy because my hands, I could use my hand to fold a clothes. I could use my hand to back in my car out. I could unload things out of my car. Even with the problem that anyone wanted to tell me about my leg, I felt joy. God, I feel good this morning. These legs are feeling good. I can walk. I can move. Just happening. When you look around, you see happiness everywhere. And, you know, our three tag words we're using throughout the show today is happiness, joy, and hope. You can have hope. You can have that joy. You can have that love. You can have that peace. When you think about happiness, you can read a scripture this morning, one verse, and ponder on that verse all day that God gave you. Don't you know you'll find yourself getting happy? And before the end of the day, somebody, two or three people call you and say, you know what? I want to share something with you the Lord showed me today in his word. You got so much joy, it's bursting over to the up there. They say, what's going on? Well, let me read you this, what thus saith the Lord. And before you know, they might have been down in the dumps. Here you brought somebody joy that day. You gave them hope that day. You showed them how much happiness they could have that day. I know you're saying, well, how can I be happy in the midst of difficult circumstances? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me. Over in 2 Corinthians 12, 8, and 10, it says, since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weakness and with insults. People insult you every day. Hardship, we all go through that. Persecution. Tell me who didn't go through persecution. Jesus went through all that. He went through persecution, and he was Jesus. And calamities, we all going to go through calamities. But when I am weak, then I am strong. Just think about that. Over in 1 Peter 4, 12, and 13, the word of God says, dear friend, don't be surprised at the furious trials you are going through, as if something strange was happening to you. Instead, be very glad because you will have the wonderful joy of sharing his glory. Don't you know that's happiness, right? That when you can share the word of God with somebody, you can open up some doors and some avenues that they didn't even realize they had because they had been in the dump so long. They had kept worrying about the insults they was getting. People insult y'all, but don't you know, with the insults you give, they give, come back with kindness. Come back with happiness. Come back with joy. It'll work every time. You know, as 1 Peter, I told you, 4, 12, and 13, you will have the wonderful joy of sharing this glory with others. And over in difficult circumstances help us better understand what Christ went through for us and make us partners with him. Just think about all that Jesus went through for us. Before he even got to the cross, he was persecuted. He was ridiculed. He had went through all those things for us. But over Romans 2, 5 and 2 said, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Don't you know today you can share God's glory with somebody today? Over in Hebrews 10 and 34, when all you own was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew you had better things waiting for you in eternity. So if that car is being taken or that house, sure, you'll miss it for a moment. But just think about in eternity, you're going to have more than you ever dreamed of. You're going to have so much happiness, joy, and hope. You ain't got to worry about the repo man coming, get your house, coming, get your car, if you don't have enough money or the bill collected hounding you. When you pay that bill off, aren't you happy? Aren't you in joy when you say, Lord, I thank you. I paid the last note on my car note. I paid the last note on my house. Or that repair I had to have to an appliance. Oh, I paid the. Don't you feel good Don't you have that happiness within? You know, hope in God's promise of eternal life can make us happy because we know that what we are presently going through will only one day end. You know, the apostle left the high council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. So think of that. When people doing things the same thing, just let the Lord handle it. Don't worry about it. You know, happiness is living and sharing the wonderful news about the Lord. Over in Isaiah, I found in Isaiah 52 and 7, the word of God say, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news of peace and salvation, the news that God of Israel reigns. You know, the good news of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, and the wonderful relationship we can have with God through him is news of great joy and happiness. You know, when you receive the news as our own, we are supremely happy. But there is an added measure of happiness when we share it with others. You know how when you have something, you say, girl, I received an unexpected check in the mail today. You are happy. The other person is happy for you. No, they may not have gotten one that day, but they know you might have been struggling. So they say, baby, I am so happy for you. So that's what I'm trying to tell you about. Happiness, happy, and happening. What you go through, you know, over in Daniel. In 12:3, it says, those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky. And those who turn many to righteousness will shine like stars forever. Godliness is like sunshine, radiant the warmth and light from God himself. Witnessing is like starlight, reflecting the sun to others. And I know you're saying today, well, is happiness a passing emotion or a permanent state? That's why I broke it down to you. That was our topic. You know, it's possible to be happy when we have nothing material. Habakkuk 3:18 said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk described in the previous verse an utter stripping of material prosperity. Then this beautiful verse concluded that still he will find joy in the Lord. Excuse me. Open proverb coming up to the end of our broadcast. Proverbs 13 and 7 says, some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. Material riches can bring spiritual poverty. Material poverty can bring spiritual riches. It is possible to have both type of riches. But watch out if you are a materialistic and blessed, lest your blessing become a curse. In my last scripture for today, Matthew 6, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, the word of God said, do not store up treasure here on earth where they can be eaten by and get rusty and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasure in heaven where they will never become moth-eating or rust or where they will be safe for thieves. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart and thoughts will also be. So today I want to leave with you, obeying God brings great joy. Remember that from Psalms 1:1. Obeying God brings great joy. You can have joy, you can have the happiness, and for sure you can have hope. No, don't worry about what somebody else got or what somebody else doing. Just thank God for where you at right now. Because you can think about, you may not be where you were. You were further up in 2018 than you were in 2017. That's enough to bring you joy right there. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. Thank everyone that came to the broadcast today. I want to thank area code 281-918-713. And others that came to the line today. I hope it was something that the Word of God was able to convey to you today. Is happiness a passing emotion or a permanent state? You can have a permanent state with happiness. So until next week, I'll be putting on another broadcast next week. And do tune in if you're not busy. And you can also pull up different ones from the archives. Go to Joy and Peace Blog Talk /Joy and Peace. And you'll find some more shows that's been on that you may have missed that you would like to read, like to see, like to get the scriptures off of them. And we'd be more than happy to share it with you. And until next week, like I've always told you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you and tell you just how much I love you. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. And do come back on. We'll have another exciting topic. And until then, be blessed. Bye-bye.